Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a piece up this morning that could cause problems in Wisconsin. It will take up until 2043 for taxpayers to recoup the nearly $3 billion in subsidies that Foxconn Technology is getting to build a factory in Wisconsin. You'll remember this was the deal Trump, Scott Walker, and Paul Ryan touted at the White House.
On the international front, tensions between the U.S. and North Korea continued to rise as President Donald Trump upped the ante with rhetoric warning North Korea that a, quote, fire and fury like the world has never seen, end quote, would rain down on the country. In exchange, North Korea claimed it was examining plans to attack Guam. The Wall Street Journal, meanwhile, is quoting a senior Trump official as saying Washington shouldn't assume it will be able to contain North Korea through traditional deterrence methods. We are not going to allow North Korea to hold American cities hostage, the official said. President Trump also made news on the domestic front, endorsing Luther Strange in the Alabama primary on Twitter.
Ileana Johnson has a fascinating piece on Mike Pence's orbit. Just after the New York Times reported that Pence is readying for a 2020 race, Ileana writes that Nick Ayers, Pence's top aide, has created a new power center in the West Wing. Ayers said the hire is less about 2020 and more about helping Pence preserve and prepare his future political options. Bloomberg writes that Trump aides are meeting weekly in the White House to plot strategy on tax reform. The meeting is modeled after the Bush administration's push. But despite a litany of folks involved in the talks, the story does not mention the legislative affairs team, the group that works on the Hill on a daily basis.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had some pretty critical words back home about Trump. CNN is reporting that McConnell criticized Trump's excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the Democratic process. McConnell told the group of Kentuckians that Congress is working as it should, and voters should allow the process to play out before passing judgment. It's worth noting, this is a significant shift for McConnell to outrightly criticize the president. His comments embody the growing frustration in Congress that Trump just doesn't get how Washington works, and that they could end the year without a single legislative achievement. It also underscores the fact that lawmakers are no longer afraid to publicly criticize Trump.
Our colleague Ted Hessen writes that Trump's deportations lag compared to Barack Obama's. On the special counsel front, Josh Gerstein and Darren Samuelson report that Bob Mueller made almost $3.5 million since the beginning of 2016. This is according to a new financial disclosure form released by the Justice Department. Mueller's client list when he worked at WilmerHale included Facebook, Apple, Intel, Sony Pictures, Booz Allen Hamilton, and the National Football League. Mueller's legal work for Facebook is notable because that company could potentially hold valuable data for his investigation. And USA Today is reporting that while Trump has publicly criticized Mueller, privately through his attorneys, Trump has sent messages of appreciation. Fascinating.
And in the juice, we've got American Action Network launching a $2.5 million TV ad campaign to push tax reform. The ad will air on national cable in 24 congressional districts. And a first in Playbook, the RNC is outsourcing some of its surrogate media booking to guest booker of outside vendor. Ryan Mahoney, the committee's communications director, says the RNC is putting a bigger emphasis on booking on-air talent to defend the president. They are also more than doubling the size of their communications operation, they say. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.